I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue teams and civilians frantically searching the rubble for survivors. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit southeast Turkey and Syria early Monday. And the overall death toll has now risen to 360 minimally, as health officials in the Syrian capital Damascus reported that 237 people died in government-held areas of the country. Hundreds were reported injured in both countries Monday. Republican lawmakers continue to accuse China of deliberately surveilling sensitive U.S. military sites with a suspected spy balloon. And they say the Biden administration has given Beijing an intelligence opening by not downing that balloon during its high-altitude drift through American airspace. Democrats are defending Biden, and they note that there were similar incursions while former President Donald Trump was in office. A missile from an F-22 fighter jet downed the balloon on Saturday. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained nationwide in protests shaking the country.
The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have yet to say how many people they have detained in the demonstrations. More than 19,600 have been arrested during the protests, according to human rights activists in Iran. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.